a new way to explore cosmological tensions using gravitational waves and strong gravitational lensing, by Meng Dai Cao et al. In recent years, a crisis in the standard cosmology has been caused by inconsistencies in the measurements of some key cosmological parameters, Hubble constant H0 and cosmic curvature parameter omega k, for example. It is necessary to re-measure them with the cosmological model independent methods. In this paper, based on the distance sum rule, we present such a way to constrain H0 and omega k simultaneously in the late universe from strong gravitational lensing time delay, SGLTD, data and gravitational wave, GW, standard Siren data simulated from the future observation of the Einstein telescope, ET. Based on the currently 6 observed SGLTD data, we find that the constraint precision of H0 from the combined 100 gigawatts events can be comparable with the measurement from SH0ES collaboration. As the number of GW events increases to 700, the constraint precision of H0 will exceed that of the Planck 2018 results. Considering 1000 gigawatts events as the conservative estimation of ET in 10-year observation, we obtain H0 equals 73.69 plus or minus 0.36 kilometers S1 MPC1 with a 0.5% uncertainty and omega k equals 0.076 carat plus 0.068 to 0.087. In addition, we simulate 55 SGL systems with 6.6% uncertainty for the measurement of time delay distance. By combining with 1000 GWs, we infer that H0 equals 73.65 plus or minus 0.35 kilometers S1 MPC1 and omega k equals 0.008 plus or minus 0.048. Our results suggest that this approach can play an important role in exploring cosmological tensions. This was a new way to explore cosmological tensions using gravitational waves and strong gravitational lensing, by Meng Dai Cao et al.